101.
And 10 injured in curfew head-on collision. Measles breaks out in the Sikongo district. And in African news, the first Ghanaians are said to be repatriated from South Africa over anti-immigrant protests. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. One person has died while 10 others have sustained serious injuries in a road traffic accident at Mohango Curve in Kafua District after a vehicle reportedly attempted to overtake and collided head-on with an oncoming minibus. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the accident happened around 19 hours on Tuesday and involved a Toyota Hiace minibus carrying 11 passengers and a Toyota Land Cruiser. Mr. Chilavi says the preliminary investigations indicate that the driver of the Toyota Land Cruiser allegedly attempted to overtake at a curve before colliding with a minibus, which was traveling in its proper lane. He says the minibus was being driven by a 36-year-old Muzondewa Hamapongo of Siavonga, while the Land Cruiser was driven by 31-year-old Justin Jovu of Chirundu. Mr. Chilavi says one person died on the spot, while 10 others sustained serious injuries and were rushed to hospital for treatment.
Preliminary investigations indicated that the accident occurred when the driver of the Toyota Land Cruiser attempted to overtake at a curve and collided head-on with the Toyota Hiace minibus, which was traveling in its lane. As a result of the collision, an unidentified adult female passenger aged between 25 and 30 years sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead on arrival at Kafue General Hospital. Her body has been deposited in the Kafue District General Hospital mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem examination. The driver of the Toyota Hiace sustained minor injuries. 10 passengers sustained serious injuries and have been admitted to Kafue District General Hospital, where they are currently receiving treatment.
Sikongo District in Western Province has recorded confirmed cases of measles, prompting health authorities to declare an outbreak in the area. District epidemiologist Humphrey Kakunga says the district has so far recorded 25 suspected measles cases, of which 3 have been laboratory confirmed. Mr. Kakunga attributes the outbreak largely to increased cross-border movements with Angola through trade, family visits, seasonal farming and fishing activities. He has since aged residents to watch out for symptoms such as running nose, body rash, cold and red eyes, especially in young children, and to seek medical attention immediately. Meanwhile, District Commissioner Alex Imbua has advised residents to limit non-essential travel to Angola and has directed health officials to strengthen screening at border entry points and health facilities. General workers in Chongwe District are calling on government to strengthen enforcement of labor laws, especially in foreign-owned companies. The workers have complained of poor conditions of service and unfair treatment in some private companies. Speaking to Kombo Radio News, the workers alleged that they're only given 30 minutes for meals, which they say is inadequate, and are forced to work long hours without overtime allowances. They have since urged authorities to begin conducting routine inspections instead of relying only on tip-offs in order to ensure full compliance with labor regulations. A former civic leader of Kolonga Ward in Mukushi District, Davis Sekazwe, has disclosed that construction of a 3-bedroomed house is underway at Kasala Makanga Clinic under the Cash for Work initiative. Mr. Sekazwe says the project is aimed at improving accommodation for health workers and enhancing service delivery at the health facility. He has thanked members of the community and local investors for supporting the initiative, stating that their contributions have played a key role in the successful implementation of the project. Mr. Sekazwe says the development reflects the importance of community participation in improving public services in the area.
We are constructing a 3-bedroom house for clinic body through community. So,
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana ama bwana fika.
Oh, so ndo bwana ama bwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?